Each week at this time on WNCW, we present our Friday feature interview of the week. My name is Paul Foster. There is currently a celebration going on marking the 50th anniversary of the North Carolina Arts Council, from the coast to the mountains and everywhere in between. As many of you are aware, WNCW very much involved with the arts as we present our Art Break segments each week and, of course, present arts in other ways as well. And it's a real pleasure to have this morning as our guest, the Executive Director of the NC Arts Council, Wayne Martin. Wayne, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wayne, before we go over the 50th anniversary and what's a part of that of the North Carolina Arts Council, give us some background on the council from start to where it's at today.
The North Carolina Arts Council was created in 1967. I would say there were two founding principles or ideals that led to the creation of the Arts Council, and I would also say correspondingly to the National Endowment for the Arts, the federal agency. And those two ideas were, one, that artists and arts traditions and arts activities that were going on in North Carolina were really important, were worthy of being developed and sustained. That was a bit of a new idea at that time in the mid-60s, as was the second ideal that led to our creation, which is that the arts should be available to all residents of North Carolina, not just to people who lived in cities which had arts organizations in 1967, nonprofit arts organizations, but should be available to everybody in all 100 counties. The realization that we had art that was really important and that it had actually influenced our national cultural legacy, and that we wanted everyone to have an opportunity to participate in that art, to be exposed by art, is what really led to the creation of the North Carolina Arts Council, one of the most highly developed networks of local arts councils now in the nation.
You folks with the North Carolina Arts Council are actually based and headquartered in Raleigh, is that correct?
That's right. Our offices are here in Raleigh. We're part of the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. In our department, there are three arts agencies: the North Carolina Symphony, the North Carolina Museum of Art, and then the North Carolina Arts Council. We're here in Raleigh. We go out a lot across the state working with arts partners, and also we try to look at regions and ascertain what is needed to help North Carolina grow in a really positive way using the art. In the 1990s, created Blue Ridge Music Trails, because we realized as a state, Western North Carolina in particular, was giving our nation these really amazing artists that were coming out of string band and bluegrass music traditions. Those artists and those communities that produced those artists, which were also maintaining music venues, those needed to be lifted up. Blue Ridge Music Trails became the template for a lot of other music trails across the South. Blue Ridge Music Trails still going strong, just to publish the third edition of the guidebook.
Since you brought up the Blue Ridge Music Trails, WNCW is quite proud of the relationship we have with the group, and certainly appreciate you and the Arts Council being an advocate for those folks as well. Since WNCW, of course, is located here in Western North Carolina, let's specifically spend just a little bit more time focusing on this part of the state. What do the economic impacts on the arts in Western North Carolina, those figures, tell us as of today?
Well, every 5 years, we participate in a study that evaluates the economic impact of the nonprofit art sector. Let's talk about that specifically, because we just got that data in this year, and that was surveying nonprofit arts groups in North Carolina in 2015. The direct economic impact of those nonprofits in 2015 in 23 counties in Western North Carolina, including most of the counties I think that your station serves, it was $164 million. Out of that, the nonprofit arts and culture sector generated about $25 million in revenue for local government and for the state of North Carolina, over 7,000 full-time equivalent jobs, a tremendous impact on tourism with people who come to visit arts venues in your part of the state, spending an average of about almost $100 per person. The arts are key to economic development all across our state. I think in particular in Western North Carolina, with your rich arts asset, you're a draw, national draw. That's just the nonprofit sector. Those are our direct partners here at the North Carolina Arts Council. 5 or 6% of North Carolina's economy, which is huge.
That information is just mind-blowing and wonderful to know about the arts in Western North Carolina. My guest right now on the Friday feature from WNCW is the Executive Director of the North Carolina Arts Council, Wayne Martin. Wayne, we had mentioned earlier when we started our interview that it's a 50th anniversary for the council, and there's something going on called 50 for 50. What's this all about?
We were looking at thinking about the artists who have come from North Carolina because, you know, that in a way is the foundation of our work. People who either self-designate as artists, as professional artists, or those who are engaged in what we call, you know, arts activities, they may not, for instance, self-designate as an artist, but what they're doing is really, really important to the cultural life of our state, and as I said earlier, to our economy, to education. So we were thinking about artists, and in our 50 years, we thought, well, why don't we interview 50 artists, one for each year? So that's why it's called 50 for 50, and we'll ask them, how has North Carolina influenced your artistry, the development of your artistry, and also, what do you think needs to be in place for North Carolina to continue to be a strong state for the arts? Talking to all sorts of people, David Sedaris, the writer, Phil Freelon, the wonderful architect who designed the Smithsonian Museum, helped design the Smithsonian Museum for African American History and Culture. There's something going on here. You know, it may boil down to the fact that North Carolinians as a people love the art. They love to make music and create visual art and do theater and write. I mean, that may be somehow in the water or in our DNA. I mean, we like to think that here at the North Carolina Arts Council, by trying to support artists in all 100 counties, that we've assisted in encouraging these very creative people, these artists, as I said earlier, who've influenced not only our state, in many cases our country, and are known worldwide.
We certainly are passionate about our arts here in North Carolina, and we certainly hope this interview today has persuaded someone to take their family and be a part of the arts that hasn't done so in a while. In closing, what's next heading into 2018 for the North Carolina Arts Council?
So I think as we go forward, we're going to continue to be right front and center in not only in cultural development, but as I said, but education, economic development. The arts will be part and parcel of all sorts of levels of life here in North Carolina in the present and future.
Congratulations on the 50th anniversary of the North Carolina Arts Council, and we appreciate you joining us this morning.
I thank WNCW for your great support of the arts.
Wayne Martin, Executive Director of the North Carolina Arts Council, our guest and our topic this week on the NCW Friday feature. Also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.